told you I was going to do good.
A tremendously successful season and race day going into the winter break with a victory. Defeated J.R. Todd in the first round after qualifying ninth. The second round, it was Jim Campbell who fell by the wayside. In the semifinals, the greatest of all time, John Force, went to the trailer at the hands of Bob Tasca. And in the final round, Alexis DeJoria came up short. What was a great race. And Bob Tasca is going into the winter break as the Auto Club Finals winner. Bob, walk us through your race day and what it means to win the finals.
Well, I can tell you this. I've been chasing a Pomona Wally for a long time, Joe. And I remember being out here as a kid with my dad after Bob Glenn won, just walking down that left lane. I remember it like yesterday. And I've always wanted to win Pomona. It's a special race. 56 years ago, I don't think today, but 56 years ago, my grandfather won this race with Billy Lawton driving. And it's just a special day for our family, for sure.
All right, let's open it up. Questions from members of the media. Phil Burgess, NHRA National Dragster. Go ahead.
You had such a good car earlier in the year, led the points for 8 or 9 races, kind of fell off. How much vindication does this give you to finish the year strong?
Yeah, it really does. You know, it's a shame. We really ran into clutch problems. And, you know, you can make excuses, but we ran out of clutch discs that we liked, and we couldn't get them. You know, you can blame it on COVID, whatever it is. We just couldn't get the material. And I said to Susan, we had enough to finish this race. And we just saved them. We didn't have enough to really compete through the playoffs, but we had enough to finish this race. And we just put them in. And I just knew we were going to have a good weekend because we just know how to set the car up. And, you know, they're all different. You got to figure out how to, you know, race a car no matter what clutch disc you have in it. But we did get snake bit in the playoffs, and we got behind early, and we weren't able to reel it in. But the truth be told, you know, we got a great team. Mike Neff and John Schaefer are champions. Everyone's coming back next year. And this morning, you know, Neff said to me, he goes, I'm not losing first round. I'm not losing first. You understand? He grabbed me. Like, Neff doesn't get animated much. And he grabbed me and said, I'm not losing first round. We're going to win first round, and we'll see what it plays out. And that's what we did. And I'll tell you this. As a driver, in that left lane, everyone was picking right early, and then we picked left. And Mike wanted left, and left was good. I think left was better early, but it was a handful at 700 feet. I'm telling you, I started, and then in that final round, I started turning the steering wheel before 700 feet because I knew it wasn't going to be pretty. It takes the tire off, and it starts moving around, and if you get it too far out of the groove, it'll stop putting holes out, and it could shoot you across the center line, and you know, that's the challenge of the left lane. And, you know, every track has its challenges, but Pomona's tough. The right lane pulls you in to the center line. The left lane, you know, gives you a lot of problems down the big end. But Mike said to me, he goes, I want to be in the left lane. He said, so do whatever you got to do at the start line, but make sure you get me the left lane. I said, okay, Mike.
Next question for Bob Tasca, who is also very animated. Third win of the season, ninth of his career. Susan Wade.
I told Susan came up to me, and she said, early in the weekend, and she said, what are you going to do this weekend? I said, Susan, we're going to have a good weekend. She goes, really? I said, yeah. I said, trust me on this one. And I lived up to it. But no, it was a fun way to end the season, and looking forward to next year, Joe.
So looking at the semifinals, we had a Ford, we had a Chevy, we had a Dodge, we had a Toyota. Toyota used the Auto Club Finals as their location to launch their new Supra Funny Car. Ron just said it himself. The whole win on Sunday, sell on Monday. I know they're not the exact car that you can buy, but it's all about the essence, the attitude. And for you to go out there and win in a Ford, what does that mean?
Yeah, hey, my grandfather coined that phrase, win on Sunday, sell on Monday. I've been pitching that to Ford since 2007 when I was trying to get my sponsorship, but it's why we're here. We don't obviously sell what we drive today, but you saw those fans and you see the energy and, you know, first on race day, we are an emotional marketing platform for these OEs, and we get their fan base excited about Ford, and that's why we're out here. So I expect all those Ford dealers out there that are listening to sell an awful lot of cars tomorrow, Joe.
There you go, make it happen. Bob Tasca III. Bob, congratulations. Thank you.